My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 480 and this is your host, Martin. All right guys, so for today, I want to talk to you about a question that you actually, that you might have. A lot of people ask me this, especially people who are back in France, because they want to know how expensive expatriation is and what are like the benefits and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so they're like, oh man, how much does it cost to go live in Bali and stuff like that. So that's a question that I get a lot. And it is actually a question that I ask people wherever they are, right? So you might have been wondering and you might have heard stuff like, oh, if you go to Asia, you can live with $200 and you have this mansion and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe it was true, I don't know, 200 years ago or something. I don't know. Today, it's not true. With $200, you can't have like a mansion or something, but you can have, you know, something that's you know, a lot better than what you could have in Europe. Okay, so the question of, you know, how much, so when people ask those questions, they want to know stuff like how much is rent and stuff like that, how much is the ticket to go to Bali or any other place actually, yeah, right? So I'm saying Bali because this is where I am right now. There are some people who actually, they wouldn't like Bali, you know, because, you know, it's a little bit too wild, wild west, I would say. So I know people who are more like the Singapore type of people, you know, they want to go to like a big city, everything's organized and stuff like that. And there are people who are a little bit more like a little bit wilder that will love Bali. Okay, so Bali is just an example because I live here, I kind of like it. But, you know, there's not one destination that fits everybody. Everybody will have their own preferences and different places that they like, okay? So, you know, when you look at it, you just look in terms of, you know, how much the rent is gonna cost and stuff like that, right? But I think there is a lot more to it, okay? But let's just look at the numbers. So the numbers that people wanna know is, oh, well, how much is the ticket? How much is rent? You know, stuff like that. And that's actually half, not even half of the equation, okay? Because there are a lot more factors that you should consider when kind of like determining how much expatriation is. So in this case, I'm not talking about money that's going to come out of your pocket, but I'm talking about money that's going to stay in your pocket over time, all right? Because in addition to the rent and all that kind of stuff, then you have, for example, your purchasing power, all right? Your purchasing power is going to be a lot higher here than it's going to be in Europe, for example. And that obviously, if you're paid in a strong currency and that you're spending in a currency that has a lower value, obviously, right? So if you're paid in the local currency and stuff, then I don't know, I mean, you know, things will change a little bit. So it's not my case, so I cannot necessarily talk about it. But, you know, if you're paid in a different currency, then there is all these other added bonuses
that will be, help you kind of like save money over time, right? If your purchasing power is a lot higher, right? So every day in compare to the life that you had, for example, in Europe, in the US, or blah, 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 you're going to quote unquote save money, right? On pretty much everything. And that kind of like for life, I mean, as long as you're there, okay? And I think that's a massive, massive bonus. You know, one other thing is people ask me, oh man, how's it work for taxes? Maybe I'll pay fewer taxes and blah, 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 right? And I will say this, right? Is, I mean, taxes shouldn't be the reason why you do this. So for example, if I told you, you have to go, at the bottom of like Siberia and break like stones with a hammer or something, and you'll pay fewer taxes. Well, some people might actually do it just to pay fewer taxes, but they'll be miserable, man. So, you know, you shouldn't, paying fewer taxes and stuff shouldn't be the main reason why you do stuff. You should actually go because, you know, it's part of the mix, obviously, but because you like the place, okay? You'll still be miserable even if you pay fewer taxes. I'd rather be in the place where I'm super happy and stuff, and I pay taxes and everything, I don't mind, than doing stuff just for for taxing purposes. You know, I remember, back in the days, I didn't know much about like finance and stuff like that. And I started making quite some money, quite a lot of money. And obviously that was going to transform into taxes, okay? So, basically the bank and everybody told me, oh man, you should buy this apartment so that you'll pay fewer taxes. Well, yeah, maybe that year. And then, so I ended up with a mortgage of like 25 years or something, just because I wanted to avoid paying taxes like 1 year or something. And then it was a very bad decision. I hated it. I was miserable the whole time I had that damn apartment. And till this day, I still have problems with that apartment. You know, they're still taking the council taxes from my account when I don't have the apartment anymore. It's just ridiculous, you know? And so one thing, I'm not a financial advisor, right? But don't do those investments and stuff solely for the purpose of paying fewer taxes. In French, we call it défiscalisation. So I don't know, I don't remember the term in English, sorry. My brain is kind of fried. But don't go into these like things if it's just to pay fewer taxes. It has to be something that you kind of like want to do and you're interested in and stuff like that. So it's the same for you living abroad, right? I mean, the main criteria for you needs to be your happiness and your quality of life, okay? One thing I love here is my quality of life is 100 times better than what I had in France, okay? I was doing good in France, you know? I wasn't starving or anything. I was making good money and everything. But I mean, here, the quality of life, I mean, there's the weather is nice, people are relaxed, it's an island, I have time, I can go to the restaurant every day. I told you, I haven't cooked. Well, I cooked for like a week at the very beginning of the pandemic because everything was closed, right? Like everything. But then that's pretty much it. But in the last 7 years, I haven't cooked once, right? I don't have to cook. Like here, for example, the food is so cheap. So every meal, so I only take two meals a day, it will cost me 50,000. Okay, because I'm not picky, I can eat the same thing all the time, but 50,000. And I know people, they do even less. So 50,000 is in, I think in euros, it's €3. Three, all right? So it might be, I don't know, I mean, the dollar is a little bit weaker, so I'll say maybe $4 or something. And I have like a full meal and stuff. I don't have to go do the groceries and shop and cook and stuff like that. I don't have to do that stuff, right? So these things there, I mean, regardless if I had to pay taxes or something, look, I wake up, I have a swimming pool here. I mean, the house that I have here, I mean, there is no way I could have had it in France. I mean, you have to be a millionaire to have a house like this, like honestly, right? So, good weather, You know, the food is cheap. I have time. I have good friends. The landscape is awesome. You know, the rice fields and stuff. It's awesome, right? So, you know, when you're looking at, you know, the cost of, you know, expatriation and stuff, don't just look at the money, man. Because at the end of the day, here's the thing. Do you want to be buried with that money and being the richest guy in the graveyard? You know, I had a friend who kept saying this, you know, I don't want to be the richest guy in the graveyard, right? So some people are just hanging on to that money, like, oh man, I want to keep all that money. I want to pay fewer taxes and blah, blah, blah. And then they, you know, some of them are happy, right? But some can be miserable just because of this. So, you know, you have to, you know, and that's my opinion, you have to figure out what your priority is. And for me, my priority is, you know, my happiness, man. You know, it's just as simple as this. You know, it's not, you know, but some people just look at it some other way. So, you know, the thing is, for example, as I said, you will be able to find a place that you would never be able to afford in your country, most definitely. You'll be able to go to places like, you know, insanely beautiful hotels and beach clubs and something for nothing, right? It will be maybe that, for example, if they let you in, like there are some places, you know, I go to beach clubs and stuff here, you know, they let me in, no problem. And it doesn't cost me much. It will cost me what, like, I don't know, sometimes like 5 euros or something to get in. And then, I mean, you have the best beach clubs, you know, ever. And in France, they wouldn't even let me in. You know, that's the first thing. And if they do, then you have to spend like, you know, 500 euros or something to, you know, to get a few drinks and everything. It's ridiculous, you know. So, you know, all these things there, the access to these kind of places, the you know, housing, you know, again, the house that I have here, it's a really big house, right? And I mean, I don't want to know how much I would pay for this house in Europe, but here I can afford it. So it's not that I'm paying like 100 euros or something. And if you want, like, you know, live like very, very frugally and stuff, you can find places like, you know, like the locals from here do. But, you know, so it's going to be cheap, but it's not going to be the same quality. And you're going to live it a little bit rough, you know, but, you know, it is possible if you want to go there, you know. Me, I don't want to. I didn't travel this way to, you know, to do that kind of stuff. I traveled here to have a better quality of life. So, you know, if you want to find places where you can have, you know, great food, healthy food, and all that, you can, honestly. I know people, they will go to like really, and they're looking, right? So they're looking, they're trying to find the places and stuff, but they will find places that are incredibly cheap, you know? So instead of paying 50,000, they might actually, you know, end up paying, you know, half of that, you know, like 25,000, which is not even 2 euros, you know? But it's because they have the desire to go and hunt for these places, right? There are actually a lot of them. It's just that I don't have time for this, and the rest is cheap enough for me, right? So if you want to live on an even more like budget, then you can. It is really possible. So yeah, I don't know if the answer actually helps, but, you know, just look at your priorities. Don't only consider the fact that, oh, you know, I'm gonna save on taxes, or, oh, okay, so my ticket's going to cost that much, and then I'll have to, you know, my rent is going to be that much. All right, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? That's, you know, it's a fraction, it's a drop in the ocean in compared to what I think you should be looking at, you know, because, you know, that's the thing. I mean, some people are religious, some people are not. I'm really not religious, so, you know, I only have one life, bro. Like, I only have one. You know, you might think that, you know, maybe there's another life, there's this reincarnation or something. I don't know what your belief system is. But for me, I only have one life, right? And I want to make the most of it, you know? I'm not, like, emotionally attached to the money or something. I want a good lifestyle. And I think this is what you should be looking at. Then, now,
that you might say, oh yeah, but it's easy, you don't have kids, and then blah, blah. Yep, I don't have kids, right? And one thing that I don't like is people moaning and complaining to me that, oh yeah, but well, it's because you don't have kids and you don't know, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, did I pull a gun to your head and force you to have kids? I didn't, right? So it was your choice, don't blame me, you know what I mean? You chose to have kids, you love your kids, you should be happy, right? Don't come at me saying, yeah, it's easy for you, you don't have kids. Nobody forced you to have kids, you know what I mean? So if you have kids, then yeah, it's different. You know, I don't know. I cannot tell you what it, you know, how it is and stuff. I don't have kids because, you know, once you have kids, then, you know, you need to find school and you need to find all sorts of, like, some things, I don't know, because I'm not a parent, I don't know everything that's there. But still, I mean, you know, your kids are going to have a much better and more enriching life if they're in a place like this. So I'm taking Bali as an example, but it could be something else. I mean, I don't know, maybe you like South America, you like, you know, I don't know, Tibet, you like whatever, right? It's all the same. So don't only consider the monetary aspect, but everything that it will bring. Like, for example, if you have kids, how is this going to impact their life? You know, are they going to be happier? Is it going to, you know, like, help them in life, you know, be better people and stuff like that? If the answer is yes, then yeah, then go for it, you know? And there's something called the Parkinson law, right? And it applies to everything. Right, the Parkinson law is that everything is kind of like relative, I will say. I don't have the exact words to explain. But basically, here's the thing. If I give you $1,000 to perform a task, you will perform that task with that $1,000. If I give you $100 for the same task, you'll find a way to make it work with $100. And same for $10. Okay, so it's the same. If I give you 2 weeks to do something, you will take the damn 2 weeks. If I tell you, look, it has to be done by tomorrow, you know, it happened to you, right? There's something that usually takes an insane amount of time, and the boss is like, dude, I need it for the day after tomorrow. You need to figure it out, and then you figure it out. Okay, so it's the Parkinson law. It's a really powerful thing, you know, once you understand that. The reason why I was saying this is that even if, so you decide to make the move and stuff like that, and, you know, go to a place like this for yourself, for your kids and everything, and even if you don't have, you know, it's still costing you a little bit of money, so you have less money than your neighbor who has, like, I don't know, like 2,000, you know, like disposable income, and you have 1,000, trust me, you will find a way to make it work with that 1,000. You will, right? As I said, I know people, they will hunt for places like this. So they have a whole bunch of places, maybe 6 or 7, where they will pay half of what I'm paying, and the quality is going to be the same. It's going to be the same in terms of kind of like lifestyle, being able to go to the restaurant and all that kind of stuff. You'll find it, all right? So don't worry too much about, well, I mean, obviously it's a consideration, but, you know, if you ask me, it shouldn't be the main one. The main one is, look, this is going to make my life a living dream, all right? And then I'll work out based on the budget that I have, how to make it, you know, how to make it, right? So you don't want to go in a place where you'll go there and struggle and make ends meet and stuff, right? I'm not saying this. But I'm saying that, you know, with once you have your priorities and you have a little bit of like disposable income, once you're there, you will find a way to make it work. You know, there is some expenses that you don't necessarily need, but that you have because you have the money, right? If you didn't have the money, then you just wouldn't do that, and then you wouldn't spend the money. No, it's fascinating how. Just look at your life, right? So you had your first job, I don't know, you were paid like 800, right? You were able to survive, right? Then you got a raise or something, you changed job, then you go to 1.5. What happened? You start spending more money, right? And then every time your income increases, everything else increases because of the Parkinson law, right? Because the thing is there, you are going to use it, you know? So it will work the same way if, for example, you have to kind of like be on a budget or something like that. You will find a way to make it work. But you know, here it will be a lot more complicated for you to be on a, like, you know, on the budget, just like, you know, in France or something, or in the US, because I mean, things are really expensive. Here, I mean, even with something that people will call a normal salary in like the US or Europe, here you can live very comfortably, all right? Very comfortably. And not having to worry like too much about stuff and being able to go out to the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. And more importantly, you'll have a better quality of life, which again, I'm repeating myself here, but that's what you should consider, okay? So, well, I don't know if I actually answered the question, because that's not really the question that people ask me. They want to know the numbers, right? And that's my answer. You know, I'm sticking to it. The numbers are not what, you know, really matters too much to me, because anyway, once you find this place where you're happy, there are ways to make it work and to find, using the Parkinson law, find something. My priority is the lifestyle, okay? So yeah, well, I hope that helps you guys. If you guys are, I don't know, some people are on the fence, they're like, oh man, should I do it, should I not do it? Let me see, taxes wise and blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, this thing with the taxes and blah, blah, blah is, it is, I'll say, preventing you from living something that you will love, that will change your life, that will make you happy, okay? Like, for example, you know, I found a place in Mexico that I loved. I loved the place. Honestly, I loved it. It's called Akumal, okay? Well, apparently it's changed a lot since last time I was there, but I wanted to live there just because there was this, there was the ocean, was it the ocean or the sea? I don't know what it was, but I could go there and I swim 10 seconds and I can swim with turtles. There were turtles all over the place. I think there were like 20 resident turtles over there, and I loved the place. All right. I wanted to live there. I didn't care too much about how much is taxes and blah, blah, blah. I didn't care, right? I honestly didn't care. So I wanted to finish my round the world tour and then pretty much figure out, okay, so I've seen these places. This is where I was the happiest, and then choose what place I wanted to go live in. But in my list, I wasn't looking at the taxes, man, because it could be that, you know, again, I said, oh, you can go and live in prison in Honduras and you pay zero taxes. Yeah, no, thank you, right? I'll rather go live in Tahiti and pay 20% taxes, but I love it and I'm the happiest guy on the planet, you know what I mean? So, you know, this is a little bit extreme example, but you understand what I mean, okay? So anyway, you know, even though it's a consideration, it shouldn't be on top of your list. On top of your list should be your happiness, the happiness of your kids, happiness of the wife, the girlfriend. I don't know, you know, if you're moving with someone. Again, as I said, me, when I make these choices, you know, it's for me, right? And people say, oh man, it's easy for you, it's just you. And yeah, yeah, well, but dude, I didn't force you to get married, to have kids and stuff. Don't blame me, right? You have your own situations, then, you know, operate within those constraints, okay? I don't have the constraints that you have because it was your choice. And there might be some things that, I don't know, that, you know, having wife and kids will make easier for you, and some things that will be a little bit complicated. Just like for me, being by myself, some things will be harder, some things will be easier, right? But it's just a matter of choice. So, you know, if you have kids and everything, then, you know, again, as I said, I can't tell you every single little details about, you know, how to move with the family and stuff. Obviously, it's going to be a bigger budget to move, because anyway, everything, I mean, the budget is bigger anyway. But still, it will be so much worth it. for you to do it. And you know, just look at the well-being of the whole family, you know, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, whatever. All right? Okay, anyway, so that's pretty much it, guys. I will see you in the next episode. That was your host, Martin. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.